British art rock band Roxy Music had been recording for 10 years before they hit the upper reaches of the U.S. charts in 1982 with this song. More than that, you know there's nothing more than that. Roxy Music personified romantic cool, and no one more than lead singer Brian Ferry. His bespoke suits, his poised presence, his sense of style. He went on to record several solo records, but it's been 8 years since he's released an album of original songs. That is, until this past week. Olympia marks the return of Brian Ferry, and he picks up right where he left off. In discotheque dawn, that's where it came to me. I've been raising through the night, looking for some company. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from our studios in London is Brian Ferry. Brian Ferry, welcome to the program. So great to have you on.
Hi, how are you? Good to be here.
This track we're hearing, You Can Dance, it leads off this new record. Any Brian Ferry or Roxy Music fan will hear this song and know instantly, this is you, this is your sound.
It's been an interesting album to make, Olympia, because all the songs were started at kind of different times, and sometimes I work on tracks for quite a long time, longer than most people maybe. Like an artist, say, in a studio where you have canvases facing the wall. I have that in my studio with music, I guess. Bits that I start and then I leave them for a few years and go back to them and say, hey, this is an idea that I want to pursue and so on, and eventually complete them.
I've always wanted to ask you about the way you write, because I hear a lot of your music and I really hear it on this record. I hear Nighttime. You know, do you write at nighttime?
Yeah, music of the night is what I like, I guess. I find that the moods that I like to cover tend to be kind of moods of the night. And the sort of music that I've always kind of liked as a listener has been music of the night. You know, Billie Holiday, Coleman Hawkins, these are sort of my idols from the jazz world. You always really feel it's night music, you know.
I mean, there are songs in this record that, you know, you feel like you could listen to in a car driving down, I don't know, Sunset Boulevard at 1 a.m. Or down a lonely road at 1 a.m.
Yeah, hopefully with the rain and the bit of fog somewhere.
A lot of writers have made attempts to describe your voice over the years, and you know about this because I'm sure you've read some of those descriptions. Rolling Stone recently, this is one of my favorites, referred to your voice as a sexy vampire croon.
That can't be too bad, can it?
how would you describe it?
Oh, I would prefer not to describe it at all. Hopefully you think that you learn a bit about singing as your career develops. But your voice does change over the years, and I think you just have to take the instrument that you have and make the most of it.
You know? Yeah, I mean, because I hear your voice on this record, and to me it sounds more resonant, more polished, like you have even more control over it than maybe you did when you were 25. You're not obviously 25 anymore.
Yeah, maybe I kind of know what I want to do with it more now. You sometimes find with singers of an older generation, and you obviously think of people like Bob Dylan and Tom Waits and so on, whose voices kind of get kind of deeper and darker.
Right.
And I find it very interesting how voices actually change over a period. As long as you can still be expressive emotionally, then that's what singing is about, really.
And I think that expressiveness really sort of comes out in a track called Heartache by Numbers. Midnight to daybreak, I can't believe the pain. The way you look, the way you talk, the way you walk away, oh, I can't pay. My guest is Brian Ferry. His first album of original music in 8 years is called Olympia. Brian Ferry, this morning my colleague Leanne Hansen interviewed Brian Eno on Weekend Edition, and he, of course, was your longtime collaborator in Roxy Music.
Yeah.
He appears on this record. Now, your relationship with him was always characterized by this kind of fierce creative tension. Did it make the music better?
Yeah, funnily enough, I can't remember having any arguments in the studio with Brian. So maybe there was a kind of competitiveness there at the time, but we never had any conflict. Brian played on the first two Roxy albums with me, and since then we've only worked twice. But I'd like to do in the future a bigger collaboration, say. But it was just nice to have him on the record, as it was to have Andy Mackay doing a couple of oboe figures, and Phil Manzanera played a little bit more than they did, actually, because I co-wrote one of the songs with him.
You guys got together in the early 70s. I mean, when you're in the studio jamming with him, does it take you back, or is it a completely different experience?
It feels really just like yesterday when you get together with people like that who you have such an ancient history with, as it were. It's like old friends from college if you see them. And
same kind of inside jokes and the same things that
exactly
you were saying.
Like the same roles that you adopt. Long flow on distant oceans, I did all my best to smile. Till your singing eyes and fingers drew me loving to your eyes.
A lot of your fans have heard this record, and some of them wonder, why didn't you just make this a Roxy Music album?
Well, at one point I was thinking of making it into a Roxy album. Some of the tracks I thought, oh, maybe I can turn this into a Roxy record. For a few weeks I entertained that notion, and then I decided it wasn't the best thing to do, and that it really suited more the material to be a solo record. However, I would like to do one day a Roxy album.
Thank you.
And if that happened, I think it would suit for me for it to be perhaps more instrumental, more experimental.
And your fans would love it, you know that.
Yeah, I think they would. But I would like to give them the sort of record that would be right. And I think this is a... I like this record a lot, but I don't think it's a group record. It's been interesting on this record to work with people like the guys from Roxy Music, but also a new set of players who we haven't mentioned.
Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead. Nile Rodgers, of course, the guitarist on Like a Virgin. Dave Gilmour from Pink Floyd. Members of Primal Scream, the British band. You've got people from Groove Armada. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. I mean, a lot of bold-faced names. This is like an all-star cast album. How did you wrangle all those egos?
Well, they're all there at different times. That's a big help. But the fact is that it's great to have these different generations playing together, one bringing the experience of been in the music business a long time, and the other's just fresh to making music. And you get that sort of real kind of earnest zeal, you know, which is very interesting.
Brian Ferry, can I ask you one more question before you go?
Of course.
What is the secret to staying cool after age 60?
Well, I don't really know.
Just
otherwise
one secret.
I'd put it in a bottle and sell it to you. Right? But keep interested. You know, I'm so curious about the world, and I see life as an adventure, which is kind of hopefully never-ending, but I guess it's got to stop sometime.
And you're releasing a line of cologne soon. Will that help people like me?
It's the magic ingredient.
That's Brian Ferry. His new album is called Olympia. You can hear a few sample tracks at our website at nprmusic.org. Brian Ferry, thank you so much.
It's been great talking to you. Thank you very much.
Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, and Lauren Silverman. Our intern is Will O'Connor. The technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Peter Alina, Renee Pringle, and Cal Southworth. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. You say you won't. I know you will. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We'll be back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening. Happy Halloween, and have a great week.